This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. I know it's a little early in the day for a hard drink, but it's 5 p.m. somewhere in the world. Although sales of alcoholic cider currently amount to just 1% of the U.S. beer market, sales of cider are way up. In Vermont, where craft beer is already big, some say Vermont is poised to become the Napa Valley of hard cider. John Kalish reports.
Hard cider consumption has doubled in the last few years, thanks in large part to women and millennials. Part of the appeal has been dietary. People on a gluten-free diet can imbibe. But hard cider also appeals to locavores and consumers committed to craft brewing. In Vermont, where eating local is practically the state motto, craft cider makers are thriving. In the tasting room of Citizen Cider in Burlington, there are 10 different ciders on tap. Co-founder Chris Nelson pours a brosé, which is cider fermented with whole blueberries.
It doesn't drink like a blueberry wine or a cider. It drinks more like a bubbly rosé from southern France.
Citizen Cider is eager for local farmers to grow apples just for cider making, but here's the problem. Farmers get far less for the smaller blemished apples used to make cider than they get for so-called dessert fruit. University of Vermont researcher Terry Bradshaw.
Growers are being pretty cautious about getting into this. There are some orchards in the state that are planted for this market, but nobody is really putting in, you know, a sizable orchard just because the economics aren't really figured out yet.
Production and infrastructure costs are lower for cider apple orchards, but it takes several years for new orchards to become productive. Citizen Cider President Justin Heilenbach is confident that the market will adapt.
Nobody ever wanted a whole crop grown for hard cider making, and now there's a bunch of people that do. What's going to happen with this is, like any other industry, as there's more money on the table, there will be more people that want to plant those orchards, and there'll be more people that want to buy them.
The hard cider industry expects that in the next decade, cider will rise from 1% of the beer market to 5%. In Vermont, I'm John Kalish for Marketplace.